AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Everything's fixed. Southwest Airlines says it's fixed the technical problems that delayed hundreds of flights yesterday, and it expects a normal day today. And although it still isn't saying exactly what happened, FlightAware's Daniel Baker says these massive airline systems are overburdened.
What you've got is a really old legacy platform that's been in operation for decades. It's now doing maybe 10 or 20 times as many passengers as it originally was designed to do, with far more interaction.
From the air to the ground in I-95 through water-weary South Carolina, Interstate 95, the main East Coast highway from Maine to Florida, is reopening in South Carolina more than a week after a stretch of it closed because of the historic rainstorm there. As much as 2 feet of rain shut it down. The northbound lanes are expected to reopen late today or early tomorrow. President Obama says Hillary Clinton made a mistake, but her use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State did not risk our national security. But hasn't his administration prosecuted employees for having classified material on their private computers?
There is no doubt that there have been breaches, and these are all a matter of degree. We don't get an impression that here there was purposely efforts to hide something or to squirrel away information.
The president on CBS's 60 Minutes in an interview that aired last night. Princeton University's Angus Deaton won the Nobel Prize in Economics this morning for his work on consumption. It's helped redefine the way poverty is measured around the world. And Washington Post reporter Jason Rezaian, who's been detained in Iran for more than a year, has been convicted. He was accused of espionage, but we don't know what he's been convicted of yet. This is AP Radio News. You won't hear this officially until later in the week, but millions of Americans on Social Security won't be getting an increase in benefits next year. Our Shelley Adler is in Washington with this.
Good news at the gas pump is bad news for older Americans, as there will be no increase in Social Security next year. By law, the annual cost of living adjustment, known as COLA, is based on a government measure of inflation. It's called the Consumer Price Index, and it's being dragged down by lower prices at the pump. The government is set to announce the COLA, or lack of one, on Thursday. That's when it releases the Consumer Price Index for September. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Most business economists still think the Fed will raise interest rates before the end of the year, according to a new survey, and they expect the economy to grow 2.5% for the year, according to the survey from the National Association for Business Economics. The Dow is down 7 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.